This is April 17th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Everybody everywhere. And this is, I was going to say, Whole Planet Healing. You don't know where a cord is, do you, Terry?
I know where the cord is, but you need a charging station.
No, I don't. Just give me a cord. Okay. And, of course, this is the call where people have submitted questions, and we're going to ask your questions to our sources. And this is not a call where anyone who's a regular here knows that this is not a call where you give up your power and some psychic source tells you everything to do. Our sources, you know, if a source tells you everything to do, anyone, this side or the other side, run the other direction, because you're missing one of the most important lessons that you're supposed to learn, being an entity. You're making noise now every time you move that. Where do you go? Being an entity that is on their way back to God, one of the most important things is to learn how to make decisions. And if you could imagine, let's suppose you have children. Would you like to make your children's decisions for your entire life? Probably not. And probably they wouldn't like it. And if it was that way, it would get boring. Dad, what should I do now? What should I do now? What should I do now? So, if you're a good parent, you teach your children how to make decisions, not to make their decisions for them. And so, that's kind of how our sources relate to us, from my perspective. When you ask them questions, even if it's a question where they know the answer, they don't. And when I say know the answer, I'm not even sure it's correct. Because if you're a creator, if you're creating yourself, someone gives you all the answers, then you stop the process of your creation. And probably one of the reasons people want answers so badly is because they're suffering. And you want your suffering to stop. And I don't blame you. Suffering is pain. But suffering is one of the things that really puts you up against the wall to learn how to get out of it. And you definitely can get out of it. Suffering is part of the teaching mechanism in this realm. And Terry, are you on? You have the headset? You hear me and everything? No? Did you just walk out of the room with that headset on? Hello? Testing 1, 2? I see. You don't hear anything, right? We're not on the line, you know? Is it ringing? Okay.
Hi, can you hear me?
We hear you.
Okay. Sometimes I mess up electrical circuits and the lights go out or move around.
Okay, well, you know what? Terry has the most wonderful talents and abilities. And it seems like part and parcel with her abilities are a few little dysfunctions where electrical things break down around her. So I am so grateful that she's here and that she's committed to this work. And we work around her difficulties. Let's get started now.
Okay.
Okay?
I can hear you.
Because we have a bunch of questions. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself and anything, any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are connecting with your realm and moving into the field and are available to each and every person who is on the line or who will listen to the call later or on BBS radio. And we are delighted to be with you. If we ah say anything that does not make sense or resonate with you, disregard it, as it is not meant for you at this time. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line, and that is only the voice, or through the BBS radio. We come directly to each and every one of you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And the first question is from me. It seems, as I've understood it, the Anunnaki are a rather old race, and that there were periods when they were working hand in hand with the celestial Elohim and working on seeding this developing universe or helping at a high level of development. And eventually, they started falling into the miasms of this realm and lost the maintenance of their connection. Can you share a little bit about the timelines along which that occurred? This is Lynn asking that question. Thank you.
When we look at your comment that it is an old race, we do not look at it as an old race. It is a fairly new race in the timeline of everything. You have asked more in your question.
When you say a new race, how old is this new race? And when they first manifested, were they manifesting from bodies on the other side, or were they manifesting as an evolutionary advancement from another race?
They, in their endeavor to come to Earth, first came around 450,000 years ago, Earth has had many races, a few very good civilizations that were eventually destroyed and Earth started over.
Where were the Anunnaki before they manifested on Earth 450,000 years ago?
They were on Sirius, and they built a spaceship and a planetary body.
Mm-hmm. They built a planet, in other words.
Yes, and then they needed gold to sustain the atmosphere they felt on their planet.
And that planet was called Nibiru.
Yes.
And that Nibiru, is that still circling our sun right now, some people say?
Yes.
Is that the planet that people call Planet X sometimes?
Yes, it is, yes.
And how many people?
There are not many people on it anymore. It has a maintenance crew, as they have then relocated in other places.
Mm-hmm. So is not many people, like on the order of 1,000, 100,000, 5,000?
We are looking more like a maintenance crew of 50, but it has more sometimes and less sometimes.
So it's really just a handful.
Yes, yeah. At this time.
And they're highly technologically advanced?
Yes. Yes, sir.
And when Nibiru comes near Earth, some people say that means there's going to be certain kinds of Earth changes. Can you share?
Sometimes there are and sometimes there aren't. But Nibiru is a higher dimensional planet that is not totally in the third density.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't want to ask any more questions about it at this point, maybe at another time. A question from Valerie. I recently heard from another wonderful source that if you put seeds in your mouth before you plant them, the seeds will then activate any type of healing within the plants when you eat them. Can you confirm or elaborate about this? Is that true?
The idea is that you put the seeds in your mouth and get the digestive juices on them before they grow. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's what you're saying. And then if you do that, when you eat the plants, when they grow, it will activate healing in you.
There are so many factors to healing. We say that there can be some bigger growth. There can be some factors that would at some times move into the plant and create some healing factors. However, it is pretty sporadic, and we do not see this as a viable, trustworthy way of increasing healing.
Thank you. Next question is from Edina, formerly known as Edna, in Skinomish, Washington, if I'm saying it correctly. I am having a lot of stress at work these days, and I hope to be back to a normal work-life balance soon. It upsets me because stress seems to block my connection to the higher realms, and I'm trying to keep myself linked to the higher realms right now. Would the sources tell me the best way to not lose the connection and stay tuned, through all the stress in hand.
We see that the stress is related to issues at the office. And we say when you leave the office at the office and set aside any train of thought that you might have attempting to work out anything connected with the office. It is a skill to learn to set aside issues that pop into the mind. However, it is a skill where you stack the problems to the side and put your attention on the issues with home and the connection with the Elohim and then when you go back to the office, then pick up the issues again. There will be some carryover where perhaps in your dreams you will continue to work out the issues that come up at work. However, if you figure out good music or something to take your mind, to move your mind from the issues you have been dealing with and just set them aside. If you can go somewhere to a place, maybe out to dinner and hear some good music and set that aside, you can call it stacking, to stack those things to the side and allow for the pure connection with the higher realms.
Okay. Next question is from Anna Didmore, I think is her last name. Do stones like zungite and organite really protect against radiation? If not, is there another protection? Thank you.
Zungite is a very strong protector against radiation, and there is a company that sells protectors for smart meters, protectors, pendant protectors, protectors for cell phones made of zungite. And it is something, it's a black rock, and it is very good at protecting against radiation.
How does the zungite protect against radiation?
It is a molecular action to keep the radiation from radiating out and to absorb it into itself, absorb the particles that are escaping from the radioactive substance to quell them, to absorb them, so that they do not bother the person.
Thank you. We have a question here from Don Herman. Is there anything the Whole Planet Healing Group can do to increase our effectiveness? Thank you. Now, I just want to make a comment. I know if we have more people on that call, like 100,000 or a million, we would be, I would suspect we would become much more effective. And so anything you do to create our freedom helps. I'm probably the person that has to do that, that has the talents to do that. And I kind of feel like a wound up spring, and I have for some time now, because probably for 2 years I was working on Terry, and I did not do anything to put us out there. Now I'm catching up, and I'm starting to just get the very beginnings of some free energy, because it's not just like putting it out there. It's like there's an energy to put it out there. There's an energy to deal with the response. I kind of now, after working with all of you for this period of time, I've learned a tremendous amount how people are impacted and how it benefits them and how to address that, because I think I really didn't know before this, before a couple of years ago. We just had, you know, for the past couple of years, all of you have been holding the energy together and proving to me firsthand how it all works. So, Don asked, what can we do? That's just one thought that came to my mind. And could our sources please comment on that, and if there's anything else?
It is your intention that will have an effect. And the stronger your intention, the more effect it will have. Your intentions have a vibration, and the vibration goes out to the areas that you are putting your attention on, and they feed in to the makeup of the vibrations of what it is that you are, have your attention on. And they have a strong effect. The stronger your intention, the stronger effect that they have. So 10 people without much intention will not be as good as one person with strong intention.
Thank you. Another question from Don. Well, let me ask a question. Is there anything the Whole Planet Healing Group can do to increase our effectiveness? How do we increase our intention?
You can observe yourself. For instance, is there some food that you really like that sometimes you would like to go and you would like to buy it and eat it, and you're looking forward to it. You're anticipating it. You're picturing it. You're visualizing it. You're hearing the words, ice cream. All of your senses, your feeling for something, they all go into compiling your intention and how much you look forward to it, how much you would like it to occur. it all feeds in to the makeup of your intention.
Sometimes I exist in the reality where I just see everything running smoothly. And sometimes I exist in the reality, it looks like the negative has such a strong impact on things that I can't possibly think of how it can work out.
Yes. That when you think that, it's then just picture it, visualize it, feel it, get some positivity in your environment that would allow you to be more positive at that time. Because other people's intentions, if they are negative, can affect your ability to project whether something could possibly happen or not. So surrounding yourself with positive people and positive influences can bring you out of that negative rift.
Thank you. Next question is from, just a moment, Dharmananda. Some people are saying the world will end or not be inhabitable in 12 years due to climate changes or a massive solar flare. Do you have any information about this that we need to know?
There have been some events in the past, like the Carrington event, which sent the sun, sent some radiation to Earth, and it did set some wires on fire. And so it is a possibility, as the sun does send off flares, normally, often they are faced away from Earth and go the other direction. But it is possible that one flare could be directed toward Earth and could affect the transmission of radiation, sun radiation to Earth. That is a possibility. We take a look further. Some people have projected that. Ed Danes has projected that. He calls it a kill shot. However, when you consider Earth and the length of time it has been here, it is unlikely that it would destroy Earth or destroy civilization. It could take down some satellites and could affect transmission of electricity. When the Carrington event happened, there was not the grid network that there is at this time, so it could affect the transmission of electricity. We do not project when or how big that something like that would happen.
We know that Maldek destroyed itself, and I do believe that there are many Maldekians who are incarnate and completing some of their unfinished 3D activities on this realm. And we have heard people say, the Elohim has said, the repeating, what's the word? Talking about repeating the mistakes from the past. And of course, there's a common phrase that if we don't learn from the past, we will repeat it. Gross repeating cycles, that's what the Elohim said. So, are the Maldekians subconsciously potentially creating the potential for the situation that happened on Maldek to happen on Earth?
This is a different matter than the sun. The Maldekians destroyed themselves with weaponry that broke their world to pieces and exploded their world and encased them all in a knot of fear when it took away the basis, the patterns that they had built in their own light bodies and left them helpless without patterns to follow. It burned them up. And Earth has enough atomic bombs or hydrogen bombs or worse to create a lot of damage on Earth itself. And it is up to individuals, the individuals of Earth, if they would not take that path, or if they would take that path. There is some protection against that by some alien forces that attempt to keep that under control.
When Maldek was a thriving planet, did it have a similar parallel to what we call here the negative elite or the shadow government or the deep state or the Illuminati?
Yes, at that time, there was a space force, and the space force decided that there was too many people in the sections nearby in the galaxy and attempted to eliminate, using radioactivity, many of the people. And so it was different times, different people. However, they had similar thoughts of control.
Thank you. I think that will be it for this evening. It's 6:55. We're going to move over to Whole Planet Healing. I thank everybody for being here, and I thank Hayes for greeting everybody. And I apologize for our delay at the beginning of the call. I thank everyone who asked questions. And I'll unmute, and we can say goodbye. Let me just give the phone number for Whole Planet Healing if there's anyone that doesn't know it. 712-770-4300. Oh, no. 712-770-4340. 4340, and the PIN is 250513, and we'll be there in just a minute.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Wynn and Terry.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Elohim.
Have I stayed pretty clear?
Happy Easter, everyone.
Yes.
Yeah, happy Easter. Thank you.
Now, I want you to know what happens, Terry. I have stayed. Oh wait, I'm on my line. Terry stayed pretty clear.
Yeah.
Now, notice what happens. I just want Terry to see. Look.
Betty, you're interesting on the
I know that. Yeah, but I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, well, you couldn't hear me because of this. I hear fine. Okay. Of course, in any case, it's okay. All right.